If you're looking for trouble, belly up to the bar, because you've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they bring together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They do it, and it helps them deliver evaluations that run on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, and they're looking for situations where the surface level numbers are misleading. If something works in your favor, if it's misleading and would help you, that would make something attractive. But what we tend to focus on here are the ones that would work against you, and those are therefore dangerous. Learn more about how it works by going to newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Sunrun.
Danger, danger.
Sunrun. It's ticker symbol RUN. And this is a company that has been in the danger zone before. In fact, less than a year ago. And I will simply point out that when you put it in the danger zone in September 2024, you pretty much called the market top. I mean, there was a time a couple of years ago, 2023 or whatever, that the stock was trading above like $22. But you put it in the danger zone right at around $22, and it has not even been close to that again. So it's taken a big haircut. What has you putting it back in the danger zone now?
Yeah, the timing on this one was good. It's right around the 52-week high, but then the 52-week low is right around 5, and we're trading back up around 11. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster the past month or so. So we wanted to come out and kind of remind investors that this bump is only making the stock more expensive. You know, as it fell towards 5, it was actually looking, you know, not undervalued by any means, but it was like, hey, this is trending to a closer to the negative economic book value that our model shows. And so when it bounced, you know, doubled in the past month or so, time to revisit it and say, hey, this still looks bad. That's still a company that is highly levered, negative profits, burning cash. So the stock price rebound is not warranted by any of the fundamentals.
Okay. But the story that gets told about Sunrun is not highly levered, negative value, burning cash. The story that gets told is this is a leader in the residential solar installation business. That, like, if you think you might want to add solar panels to your house, there's a good chance you're going to be using Sunrun products, et cetera. So why is there that disconnect? Because you can't argue the leading position, can you?
No, that is totally accurate. They, you know, say market leader. I think they've got 18% of the residential solar installation volume is what they report and say, you know, that's the market leader. Nothing we, you know, can't refute that. But what is good for the consumer is not necessarily a good business. It's basically to fund all those solar installations. You've got, you know, debt issuances. They're, you know, securitizing a lot of the lease agreements they've got with customers to raise additional debt to then go and deploy to install new systems. So it's a scenario where you got a business that is raising a ton of debt. Total debt has increased from $1.5 billion in 2017 to just under $14 billion in the trailing 12 months, ended that first quarter, which are the latest financials. So debt is increasing at an extremely fast clip. Profits remain negative. And then as you increase that debt, you've got increased interest expenses. So the free cash flow on the business has been negative in every year of our model. It was negative $2.5 billion over the trailing 12 months. And that since 2018, they've actually burned through over $16 billion in cash. So you've got a highly cash-burning business. Might be great for consumers, might take a lot of market share, but on the profit side and the actual operation of the business, it is not looking good.
That cash burn, we may have buried the lead here, because Sunrun has been on your zombie stock list for more than 2 years. Interesting thing about the zombie stock list that you guys put together. Zombie stocks are stocks where you see them running out of money within 2 years. Like I said, this has been more than 2 years, almost 3 years since it went on the zombie stock list. It is still a zombie stock. How close are we to running out of money? And does that have something to do with your timing of this pick right now?
Yeah, so the zombie stock is definitely an issue here. You know, when we first talked about it as the zombie stock, I think they had less than 1 month of cash. And the caveat with any zombie stock is they can prolong that runway as long as they can issue shares or raise debt. Just in 2015, Sunrun has priced three different securitizations to help raise debt. So that is extending their runway. And we see that continuing because as of the 1Q25 financials, they basically had 3 months of cash in March, which would imply, you know, less than 1 month now, which makes sense given their high cash burn. But they're able to keep going because of that debt, which is why we, you know, wanted to raise some alarms here of the debt issuances aren't going away. It's going to become a more increasingly levered company. And as those that debt level increases, again, interest expenses rise. Cash isn't there to even pay that off as it is, you know, burning cash. So a scenario where it's just going to become increasingly levered and without any change to the operation of the actual business model, which is, you know, financing these things, selling off the debt, taking outside capital to really install them. There doesn't look to be an avenue where that's going to change and turn this company immediately profitable.
And priced in the $10 a share range, you've already said it has a negative economic book value. Priced in the $10 a share range, how out of whack is the valuation? Because you've already said as well that the revenues aren't growing.
Yeah, we start with the economic book value, which is a astonishing negative $83 a share. And that is, you know, the no growth value. And it's based on, you know, they've got billions in debt, $1.5 billion minority interests, some for tax liabilities, a couple million in outstanding employee stock option liabilities. So a lot of liabilities that go into that negative 83 a share economic book value. So we can look at it and say, you know, let's give them credit. They can keep growing a little bit, you know, much faster than they've been growing in the past. Margins can improve. You know, they've got a little bit of ability to monetize some of the investment tax credits. You know, debt costs might get cheaper, help out the margins, stuff like that. And we can put together a reverse DCF scenario to figure out what is baked into that, you know, $10, $11 share price. Essentially, our model shows that in order to justify the current price, they'd have to increase margins to 12%. Right now, they're negative 24%. And then grow revenue 32% compounded annually for the next decade. That revenue growth rate is 2.5 times the projected solar market growth rate and implies that they're basically going to grow revenue to almost $34 billion and profits, NOPAT, to over $4 billion. Again, revenue right now, you know, $2 billion, profits completely negative. So huge expectations in the current price just to justify that $10, $11 a share. Anything less than that is all downside risk.
That said, the thing that you can never guess at is stupid money risk, because stupid money risk is somebody coming in and buying something or bailing it out or what have you because they like the franchise. And that leading position that we talked about, at least in my mind, makes these guys a super candidate for stupid money risk, doesn't it?
Could be. They could also be a candidate to pick up out of bankruptcy if they run out of cash. But stupid money risk, by the name, implies the stupidity part of it. We've seen, you know, years ago, SolarCity was saved by Tesla. There's some recent deals with Tesla and Sunrun in Texas. You know, stupid money risk could come from something like that, where a different type of company, you know, adds on to their market position. But from, you know, the no growth value, economic book value, high expensive stock price, this one would be better to let it run its course, you know, the cash burn on the company, and then pick up the pieces and, you know, take the market after that.
It's Sunrun, ticker symbol RUN, a zombie stock with a negative economic book value of $83 a share. And it is back in the danger zone, and deservedly so. Kyle Guskey, always great. Thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey's investment analyst at New Constructs. And again, if you want to learn more about what they do, how they evaluate securities, see the most attractive and most dangerous list and more, find out all the zombie stocks, go to newconstructs.com. We are heading for home on the Monday, July 28th edition of Money Life. Up next, Patrick Healy from Caliber Financial. He'll be here talking stocks in the market call when Money Life returns in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.